virtual pets, and people. Bloomberg Bootcamp, a report on today's technology. Furby is back from Hasbro, featuring what the company calls emototronics and the ability to speak hundreds of words and understand a variety of commands. Nintendo is using virtual pets called Nintendogs to spur sales of its DS handheld unit. Realistic-looking puppies that live inside the machine but can interact with other Nintendogs within wireless range. And Mattel has virtual people, Pixel Chicks, an on-screen friend that lives in a little plastic house. VP Stephanie Cota says,
"The whole idea was really to come up with something that was sort of interactive from a friendship perspective. So that's sort of how Pixel Chicks was born. The idea that you have a 2D girl living in a 3D world, and the more you sort of play and interact with her, the more things that you can accumulate for her and the house."
Ignore your Pixel Chicks character and she'll pack her suitcase and leave. A reset button lets you start over.
And what's also really cool about this, knowing how girls like to be social, is the idea that if I have one and you have one, we can connect them together and they can go to each other's houses and they can interact. If you have more than two, you can connect them in a line. They may do a fun little dance or they may do sort of a fun little song. And there's just a lot of fun interaction built into it.
There are no Pixel guys to visit, at least not yet. The price? About $30. Bloomberg Bootcamp. I'm Fred Fishkin.